We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's OMF on EEI. Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
Couldn't wait to give away money.
No, so we want to
do
give
it
away
right
now.
Here we go.
What's the code word?
This hour's code word is race. Text race.
What?
To race. That's R-A-C-E, race.
Okay.
To 72881. Right now, for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest.
Who comes up with the code words?
I don't come up with the code words, I can tell you that.
We're fixing to pack these stands full of people at Texas Motor Speedway. Says, oh, by the way, mother...
That's the guy that picks up the code word.
I like that NASCAR
guy. Cooler!
You can't bring a cooler.
It's the guy's in the corporate office right there coming up.
This is a bunch of horse shit.
Wait to hear the code word next hour. This code word again is race. You need to text it to 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply.
Don't text and drive.
Thank you very much.
Don't be stupid.
You got it all. You got the
don't be stupid.
Don't do it.
We're waiting for Alex Gore joining us from Atlanta.
He is. I see him right there. His name just popped up.
No, there he is.
He can't wait. He's talking to Tyler right now.
Oh yeah.
Tyler's going to ask him all the tough questions. You want to do a Bill Belichick interview? Let's do a Bill Belichick interview with Alex Gore.
You want to start? I'm going to let you start today.
Dude, I'm not doing that. I got all fall to do that. I'm miserable doing that.
All right, it is Wednesday with AC Alex Gore, brought to you by KM. As long as there's KM this summer, Arbella Insurance, and by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox. Major league style at minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. And joining us on the Harbor One hotline from Atlanta is indeed Alex Carr. What's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
What's up, Alex?
You okay?
Are you trying to be Bill?
Anything? Oh, that's what he's doing.
Are you doing what's best for your team?
That is messed up.
Alex Cora doing Bill Belichick impression.
Don't do that to me, man.
Yeah, I don't know how you handle it.
Bill, do you want to start with a statement first?
we play a good game. Yes, sir. We won that game. Now on to the second game.
Here you go.
Boy, I tell you what. If you did adopt that, you would just save your vocal cords. I tell you what.
All right, let's start with the elephant in the room, and then we'll get to baseball game, the actual game on the field. And I know you probably love talking about this stuff. So a lot of people have been looking at your staff over the last couple weeks, good lineups, and they have not fared well. And they're kind of comparing it to some of the other guys, major league pitchers out there, prominent guys, who have not fared well and were faring well, had a big drop off. But there's been a big difference. We've seen the spin rate drop for those pitchers, and yours haven't. So there's no scientific evidence that your guys are having difficulty. But how difficult is it for you, knowing what you dealt with the suspension, to have to deal with all of that cloud around you, and how do you deal with it with your players? Because you know what happens, Alex. If one of your guys gets caught, it goes right back to you, and it could destroy your career.
We already talked about it. It's not difficult at all. I understand where I'm at. I know what I did, and obviously got suspended. Like I've been saying all along, you know, this is part of my past, the present, and the future. And we addressed the situation in spring training. We did it in the first few weeks of the season. We did it again yesterday, and we're going to do it as a group again in Kansas City. You know, the only thing right now I can control, obviously, is the message. We do believe that, all this struggling stuff is not because of, spider tag or whatever it is. It's just lack of execution, but understanding, where I'm at. And that's something we thought, as a group, my family and friends and the people that helped me out through the process, that this is something that I have to deal with. And people are still going to steal signs. And now this is the new topic. Maybe in 3 weeks or a month and a half, it might be cork bats. I don't know. It's the history of the game. But the fact that I'm the manager of the Red Sox and I did what I did in 2017, I understand the scrutiny and it's part of it.
You know, Alex, I was saying, like, some of the guys, just great pitchers in this game will look in and say, okay, whatever, I'll adjust. But like steroids, a lot of guys sitting there saying, I'm in the big leagues because of this, and I have to still try to find a way. Those are the guys you kind of get nervous about. But the pitchers on your team, have you communicated to them, like you said, your situation and what they'd be putting you through if they, on their own, decided to do this?
I actually turn it around. You don't want to be the guy suspended. It's embarrassing, not only for you as a person, but for your family, your kids, your loved ones, your friends. It's embarrassing. Like I said yesterday, it's hell. People might say, oh, he got lucky. It was 60 games. I wasn't lucky. I deserved what I got, and it was awful. It's still bad. Sometimes I read articles and they bring it up out of nowhere, like I said, I'm part of it. So I told him, you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to get suspended either 10 days or a year or 2 years. You don't want to be that guy because they're going to keep talking about it. And then they're going to keep looking at every single pitch you make the rest of your career. And then they're going to put a
sorry. No, I'm just saying that's what I'm saying. No one's going to be talking about Garrett Richards. I'm sorry, but around here they won't be. I don't think locally or nationally. They're going to be talking about you. Because you're the manager, and given what happened last year.
Yeah, but I told him, I said, don't worry about my part, to be honest with you. I can deal with that. And I think, I've done, in my opinion, a good job throughout, the last 2 weeks, going to places and talking about it. There's a book out there. They're talking about it. There's stuff going on. And I told him, don't worry about my situation. Just worry about your situation. You don't want to go through what I went through. So that's the way I put it.
Okay.
So don't you think it eventually, I always feel like Major League Baseball, they overcorrect and then they realize that they knee-jerk reacted and they made too many difficult rules and regulations. Because I feel like there's got to be a happy medium, because I see stories like, Glass now, who's talking about how he got hurt because he couldn't use the right gripping substance. Like, he was changing his mechanics. Eventually, do you kind of see it kind of, hey, listen, we got to give the pitchers something a little bit more, but at the same time, maintain the integrity of the game?
I think for now, this is what they have to do. And the way they explained it yesterday, they have information. We actually have another meeting today at 4 to talk to MLB with all the questions from the players, from the pitchers to position players, coaches, and all that. We have that at 4. But the way they presented everything yesterday, it was like the information is there, and then they will provide it to us. Is it like the spider tag or rosin or other stuff? They have all that information. I do believe that they have to do it now, but at the same time, they're working to make sure in the future. And I'm not saying in 3 weeks or a month or next year to come up with a better baseball to make it quote unquote fair for the pitchers, right? But I talked to a lot of pitchers from the past, and some of them, they use pine tar, others they use just saliva and the rosin, and that was enough for them. So this has been going on for a while. I do believe, obviously with all the talk about spider tag, whatever it's called, and obviously books that have been written about substances, the topic is out there, and it's something that we have to correct it as an industry, and let's see where it takes us. It starts Monday. To be honest with you, it's good that we don't play Monday just to see how it goes. You know what I'm saying? We go Tuesday to Tampa, and at least we have Monday to watch games and see how the umpires act and how it really goes, because nobody knows right now how how this thing is going to go on Monday.
Here's my problem. You said they have all the information, and I agree, but yet they still outlaw sunscreen and rosin. You know, Ken Rosenthal had an article. There's been studies. Sunscreen and rosin help with grip, and there aren't huge spikes in spin rate. That's the other stuff. That's the spider tack. That's the Angels clubhouse stuff. So they have that information, yet they still banned it. Like, why not just sit there and say, rub your wrist. I'll check for sunscreen and rosin.
You got to ask that one to Ken. Yeah, I know Ken has a lot of information from MLB, and he's not afraid to throw it out there. So I think Ken has all the answers with this. So that one, Lou, I'm sorry. I don't know what Ken wrote about, but they provided the information yesterday, and everybody has – we're on board. We're on board, and, we send the message.
Wait, but if you're gonna go non-answer, if you're playing the Bill Belichick role, the key is I appreciate the question or bless your heart. That's what we're going with.
It is what it is.
Let's talk about the Red Sox, man. Let's talk about the Red Sox.
So let me ask you one more on this one, because the contact is down in baseball, hits are down, runs are down. We're talking 1908 numbers. Okay, I mean, this is crazy. So obviously, the spider tech has had an effect, and pitchers are saying it. Batters are clearly saying it. So what would you expect baseball is going to look like 2 weeks after Monday when we start seeing it unfold? How is it going to look? Is it going to be dramatically different?
It feels like the stuff is going to be a tick down. I do believe that the art of pitching is going to be part of the game again instead of just – the stuff and just throw. You know what I mean? Like, it's a sprint. Let me throw.
Greg Maddux baseball.
12 fastballs up in the zone. Yeah, I mean, 12 fastballs up in the zone and 12 breaking balls down in the zone, and there's three punch outs. Or we walk three guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I think contact is going to be part of it. It doesn't mean that the average is going to be up, but because I still believe that the approach is going to be different. But the fact that guys to throw strikes, their stuff is going to be a tick down, it might benefit the hitter. But at the same time, you know, going the other way, putting them in play, we still have to do that. We still have to do that.
All right, let's get to that game last night, Alex, because I had some questions about Eduardo. Number one, I thought it was the best fastball he had all year, to the point where maybe he fell in love with it too much. I don't know, just maybe the pitch mix. And, you know, I was surprising changeup, slider, cutter. I didn't see much of them. And the other one is 80 pitches, four innings. Why not give him a fifth? So both of them.
We were up 5-0, and you know our job is to win ball games. And he had the bottom of the lineup there, and they score four. And we had Witt set up to go multiple innings, so we felt as a group that was enough. And it's not about going five and trying to get the W. It just didn't look right in that last inning, and we went with Garrett.
What did you think of his stuff? Because again, fastball was good, but I almost felt like he didn't give his changeup or slider, cutter, anything really a chance. He threw his fastball more than he has all year, hadn't he?
Yeah, I think that at bat, I was actually just watching the game, and that at bat against Adrianza, you know, for how good his fastball was, you know, he threw a changeup first pitch, he threw a slider on a 2-1 count, and he just kind of like lost it. And then the fastball down to Acuña, that's not a good spot to go with that kid. You know, he hit a missile. And, he made some good pitches to Freddie, but that at bat just put us in a bad spot. And for how good his fastball was, and I do believe with Swanson, he went fastball heavy. I think it was Almonte, if I'm not mistaken, that hit a home run, right? I just saw a home run. That's what I said. That hit a double. It was a fastball up in the zone. And in that situation, you know, you speed him up early in the game, right? And then after that, you can slow them down. You know, his changeup is that good. His cutter is that good. And it's just pitch mix. I do believe the stuff is not the problem anymore. This is the guy. You know, fastball velocity, good changeup. But now it's about in-game adjustments or how we're going to maneuver to go five or six innings. And that's what we're lacking right now from him.
So, Alex, just looking at you guys, you know, your schedule since May 31st, just how many games you guys have played and just the different, the competition, some good, some really good teams, some good lineups. I'm sure it's been a grind for you guys, but just looking at the schedule and where you are now, your 17th game in a row, What do you know about this team now after going through these last 17 games that you didn't know before the season started?
That honestly, like we're a lot deeper than what we thought we were, and they just battle, you know, like they're a bunch of grinders. And then I knew I had an idea that was going to be us, but at this stage of the season, going through, you know, all these days, and you go to Houston and New York, and then the makeup game, and then Houston again, and what happened over the weekend, they're just a good bunch of players, you know, like they don't care where they at, they don't care about what happened yesterday. They show up the next day and, okay, what we got to do today? You know, like, I mean, like Marwin yesterday, you know, I tried to bunt, you know, we're bunting in the first two pitches. We took it away, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to bunt because this is what I'm here for. And I'm very happy with the way they go about their business. I do believe that, you know, we haven't played great the last, whatever, 12, 15 days. But you look at the record, it's like, wow, they haven't played well, and they're still winning ball games. So I'm very happy where we at. We still have to be better. But to be in this position right now during this season is a testament of who they are, and we're very pleased. We're very pleased.
Let me ask you about somebody who has been great, and I never thought I would say this. This is a guy we have never, I don't believe, talked about, at least in a positive vein with you on the show.
Renfro.
And this is Josh Taylor. I mean, it is
Josh Taylor.
It is unbelievable. it is an ultra Renfro in there, but Taylor's been unbelievable here, and you obviously have confidence in him in the late innings. And where did this come from?
Well, stuff-wise, we liked him a lot in 19. He did an amazing job for us. Last year, obviously, he didn't pitch that much because of the virus. This year, he struggled early on. We tried to make an adjustment with his hands at the end of spring training. He took it to the season, his first two outings, and he was just off. You know, his timing was off, and he wasn't able to, you know, get the fastball where he wanted to. The slider was a mess, so he decided to go back to place his hands up, and he's been amazing. His fastball is getting better. The slider is good. We can use him against lefties and righties. Now we got to be careful with the usage, right? He didn't pitch that much last year, but the fact that Darwinson is throwing the ball well, he's throwing the ball well, we can, like flip him, you know? Like, yeah. One day it's JT, the next day it's Darwinson, and we can take care of them. I think everybody saw what happened early in the season. He gave up a few runs in a blowout, and he snapped on the field. We had a conversation about that, and he was embarrassed. You know, he knew that wasn't allowed here. You know, like, it's about winning games, not your personal stats. And he turned the corner, and he's one of the best lefties in the big leagues right now.
It's been
the way he's been throwing the ball. Yeah, I mean, unreal.
Hey, last one for me. People have been telling me that the gap between AAA and the big leagues is maybe bigger than it's ever been. But so, talk to me about Franchi. Are there real adjustments? Because the guy's hitting .406. He went 3-for-3 last night. He's got eight doubles, five bombs, 60 at bats. Is there adjustments being made, or is it a different level?
No, he started making adjustments here towards the end. Not because he hit that 700 feet home run in Philly, but swing decisions were better. Controlling strike zone was better. Still off as far as mechanics, but he started dominating the strike zone. He was making good swing decisions, swinging strikes, not chasing too many pitches. He goes down there. He's still doing the same thing. We're very happy with the progress. The swing has been good. He's taking his walks, which is very important. So now it's just a matter of him keep repeating that, and we'll see where he takes us. As you know, he's important for us, you know, in the present, but this guy, he's still young. He hasn't played that much the last 3 years, and this is great for his development and for how important he is this year. He's important for us in the future, and we're very happy, you know, that he's doing well and the way he's going about his business down there.
All right, Alex, good luck with the rest of the road trip. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Thank you.
See you.
See you, Bill.
Bill Belichick. He went back into Bill Belichick. Alex Kor here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
The pitchers on your team, have you communicated to them, like you said, your situation and what they'd be putting you through?
I actually turn it around. You don't want to be the guy suspended. It's embarrassing, not only for you as a person, but for your family, your kids. Like I said yesterday, it's hell. Oh, he got lucky. It was 60 games. I wasn't lucky. You don't want to be that guy because they're going to keep talking about it, and then they're going to keep looking at every single pitch you make. Don't worry about my part, to be honest with you. I can deal with that. Just worry about your situation. You don't want to go through what I went through. So that's the way I put it.
Alex Cora appearing right here on WEI and OMF. And I will say this, that, and obviously he is on double secret probation, and he knows it, and everybody's watching him. But I think the overreaction here to the Red Sox pitching staff really getting blown up in the last 2 weeks is comical, because people are doing it because out of coincidence, they're sitting there going, okay, these other pitchers obviously are struggling. The Red Sox pitchers are struggling. So therefore, it needs to be spider tack. When if you look at the spin rate, and there's a science to this, it's like if you're driving a car, and I heard Trevor Bauer talking about this today, driving a car and they have the radar out there, you get caught speeding, they know it. If you take away the radar and there's no radar, then it's up to the individual of whether you were speeding or not.
His mood, his general perspective at that time.
And with the Red Sox right now, as Lewis pointed out here, there is no drop in spin rate.
Here's the thing, it's a good topic around here locally. I understand it's an easy explanation. It's a fun story, right?
Yep.
They suck because they're cheating.
Yep.
But there is a reason why the Red Sox aren't even brought up by anybody nationally. No one's talking about them. Passan, the senior guys, Olney, all these guys. None of them are Heyman. You know why? Because they know how to read the data.
They know the science.
They know what they're talking about. They're looking at the Red Sox getting pounded. They go and look at some of these game logs. They look at spin rates, compare them to average, and they say, okay, nothing's going on over there. They're just sucking this week. And they move on to another team. And they move on to another player. Around here, people, they don't want to understand that, you know, because the other story's better, which I understand. But I disagree with what Alex is talking about. Like, you don't want to be the guy suspended. Like I said, if Garrett Richards gets busted, how many people are going to be talking about Garrett Richards nationally or locally? Anybody?
No, they're going to be talking about Alex.
They're going to be talking about Alex Cora and whether he should be fired or not.
But he's trying to play that game of, it's not about me, Lou, it's about them, and they have to worry about themselves.
I hope these players understand that.
Yeah, you're right. And they... And they respect him. It's obvious that a big part of the turnaround this year has been because of Alex Cora. And I've got to believe those guys understand, or they should understand. You'll have a new manager in here very quickly if a couple of you guys are going out and doing it. Because I agree with you, Lou. I think it all comes back to haunt him.
See, I actually liked the message that he gave yesterday, and he kind of alluded to today about the message that he gives to the players. And it has less to do about them and more to do, listen, I can be your example. I am a walking, talking, breathing example of how shameful it is to get caught doing something you're not supposed to do.
Right.
Like that to me. Now, it might not matter because desperate people do desperate things when,
stay
you know, a lot of money is on the line. And I can easily understand how someone will just say, you know what? Screw it. Alex is telling me it isn't worth it, but you know what? He's also the one that's going to determine whether I get paid, a lot of money or not.
My contract's up.
So
this year.
I got kids to feed.
Right. I mean, I think anybody could say that about any walk of life. That if you came up with a special potion that could make you so much better at your job that you would be making 10 times what you're making now, I think most people would take it. Would they not? I think they would. And so it might be a little illegal, but they're not going to catch me. I'm the guy that's not going to get caught. I think it's a slippery slope. But Major League Baseball has made a decision that they're going to shut it all down. And by the way, I don't think there's been this screaming from the fan base out there of baseball fans sitting there saying, we want you to stop the cheating. I don't think they care that much about it.
Well, I would say that maybe they don't. I don't know. There are some people that think the pitching's out of control and they think it's boring. But baseball, to me, they've really done it to themselves. You know, they really have. You have all these really smart people, you know, in the game right now. And like, you know, the interns and everything else, they're not like these, like, relatives anymore. They're like Ivy League students. Yeah. And they're breaking down, you know, formulas and everything else. And they've sort of outsmarted themselves. Well, they've got to this point. Now, the players ultimately are the ones that have cheated. But there's a reason why, you know, we didn't have cameras on catchers individually or on pitchers throughout an entire game. Because we didn't have instant replay. We didn't have TrackMan. We didn't have StatCast. We didn't have all these cameras that MLB put out throughout the entire stadium to try to get better angles, to be able to get TVs, to be able to get replays, to be able to have stats, read spin rate, things like this. And when you start doing that, guys look around and go, wait, we got a camera in center? Huh. Can we see, like, the catcher from center field? Oh, and then you go to the pitchers, and everybody's looking at spin rate. You signed Garrett Richards. Why? Because of a high spin rate. He got $10 million because he was good 5-6 years ago, but still has a good spin rate. So how do I... Okay, so it's all about spin rate. All right, when I played, we didn't know what spin rate was. We just knew he had a good fastball. We didn't realize why. Now the science has gotten into play. So then the question comes up, okay, how do I improve my spin rate? Well, I mean, you really can't. You know, biologically, it's just you, how you throw a baseball. However, there is a substance you can... So it's like you keep coming up with these things to evaluate players and to look at the game differently and to bring in analytics and technology and cameras and iPads in the damn dugout. What do you think is going to happen? You start getting competitive people that are looking for edges, and you're going to start sitting there saying, ooh, I can get an edge out of this. I can make this work for me. I can make this work for me. And it's gotten out of control.
See, I think you nailed it. It is the elitist, the smart Harvard guys and the Yale guys.
Science.
I'm not taking the blame off the players. They're ultimately ones that cheated. But you take any competitive person who's looking for an edge and put them in that kind of environment where there's things all around you that you can do, you're going to do them.
Yeah, but this
period.
Is not, but Lou, this is not Don Zimmer baseball. This is baseball that is done by intellectuals who are sitting down and they're analyzing, overanalyzing the game, analytics, and finding out how we can get a slight edge. And you're right. All of the things you just listed are part of the reason that baseball is where it is today. So the question is, do you dump it all and do we go back to Don Zimmer baseball, just roll out the ball and let's just play the game? Or do we continue to allow the analytics right now to run the game in which everybody's going to try to find an edge? And you're right. Spin rate was all developed based on analytics. They developed and they found out, ooh, it really works.
And that's how you judge pitchers.
That's it.
Spin rate and power.
That's it. And so the game has become run by these Ivy League guys, and it's changed dramatically. Now, is it going to mean that pitchers are going to get hurt on a regular basis? Tyler Glasnow, hurt, okay, injured. All right, he has a torn UCL, and you know who he blames it on? Baseball. We'll get to it next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Follow him on Twitter at Christian Fourier.
I heard you hate old people and puppies. No, just puppies. Hate puppies.
It's OMF on WEEI.
At this time of the year, I don't think there's need for anybody to go out there and use pine tar or anything else.
Because of the weather.
Nice. You just have to burn the rosin back, use your sweat, your own sweat, burn it really good, and you get sticky enough. Plus, you have the seams. That's why the balls have seams. If you don't like them, they're not rubbed up the way you like them, just throw them back. Some umpires get pissed when you throw the ball back and you don't like it. Well, you throw it back and they don't like it, they get pissed. But guess what? It's my game, and I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up. If you didn't do a good job at rubbing the balls the way I wanted them and I didn't feel like I was comfortable, I was going to do whatever.
I love him.
Oh, my
God. I love
him.
He's right, though, about a man's balls. He's right. He is absolutely 100% correct.
Why did we do away with out-of-context clips?
I love him.
Like, this may have been the best ever.
Jerry Sims. He was talking about Chris Sims. Did you hear me?
Sims.
Sims. You have the Sims.
That was Pedro Martinez. So it's created a real stir, and you can see it all over television last night. But just as we were ending the program last night, we had learned that Tyler Glasnow, who had a torn UCL, and that was announced, I think, a couple of hours earlier, that shortly before 6 o'clock, he was telling the world that Major League Baseball is responsible for his injury.
In the past, my substance of choice is sunscreen and rosin. Like, just nothing egregious, something to where I can get a grip on the ball so it doesn't feel dusty. But two starts ago against the Nationals, I went cold turkey, nothing. And before that start, I remember when all this stuff came out, I was talking to people and talking to doctors, and they were like, the thing that maybe MLB doesn't realize or that players don't realize is, like, what is the injury, like, what is the prevention of, like, maybe it'll add to injuries. And in my mind, I was like, that sounds dumb. That sounds like an excuse a player would use to make sure he can use sticky stuff. But I threw to the Nationals with nothing. I've never been, I don't use sticky stuff to, I don't use spider tack. I don't need more spin. I have huge hands. I spin the ball fine. I want grip. I did well against the Nationals, probably one of the best starts I had all year. I woke up the next day and was like, I am sore in places that I didn't even know I had muscles in. And I'm not trying to blame anyone. I'm not trying to say, like, oh, this is all MLB's fault. Like, they got thrown into the situation too. They're doing the best they possibly can to navigate around this. They're trying to make this fair for people. Whether you want us to not use sticky stuff or not is fine. Fine. Do it in the off season. Give us a chance to adjust to it. But I just threw 80 something, 70 whatever innings, and then you just told me I can't use anything in the middle of the year. I had to change everything I've been doing the entire season. Everything out of the window. I have to start doing something completely new. And then I'm telling you, I truly believe that's why I got hurt. My lifelong dream, I want to go out and win a Cy Young. I want to be an all-star. And then now it's all just shit on. Now it's over.
I take this with a grain of salt, and I'll tell you why. Because Glasnow, this is not the first injury he's had, okay? He's had arm issues in the past. Now, I have read an awful lot, and we'll throw out a bunch of doctors who are telling you today that they're is something to what he's saying right now, that muscles that contribute grip strength also protect the UCL, that this could be an issue going forward. So do we believe Glasnow? Is he telling the truth?
Well,
Luke?
I'll say this. Yesterday, I think right at the end of the show, this quote came out, and the story that I got didn't have half of this stuff that he just talked about. I saw more of it as it went on. So at first, I was like, really? And then the more you read, and Glenn, like you're talking about, you heard some doctors come out, and now you start talking about grip and pressure points and not having a grip and changing the grip and feeling things differently. Maybe there's a little bit of truth to it. You know, I don't think it's as crazy and stupid as I maybe first thought when I saw part of this quote.
Yeah.
That's what I would say, to be fair. Okay, because, you know, he's saying he uses sunscreen and rosin. All right, I'll take him for his word. I still think it is ridiculous that they have outlawed sunscreen and rosin. You know, we saw Trevor Bauer. I know there's a video going out there. He did a pregame with the Dodgers. And he just sweat and rosin. He was sweating out there. He put rosin in his hand, and he held the baseball in his palm without gripping it.
Like it was magic.
From sweat and rosin. So to me, this sweat and rosin thing, or sunscreen and rosin, you know, this is the chemical. This is the substance. This is what they should be allowing. Because I say it again, and, you know, Alex didn't want any part of it when I mentioned that Rosenthal had the study, or he talked about the study that was made. There's not huge spin rate spikes with these, with sunscreen and rosin. There's just not. It is purely grip. The other stuff is 400-500 RPMs more in every study they've done. That's the issue, okay? The spider tack, all this other stuff. And so if he's talking sunscreen and rosin, I feel bad for the kid, because now he's either going to battle through it this year and battle through it another year if possible, Tommy John. Eventually, he's going to miss a year and a half, 2 years of his career. So I'm just sort of more open-minded to what he had to say yesterday.
Well, I mean, a lot of people were, like, ripping him.
Yeah.
I feel like this
Well, because he's had a series of injuries before.
I know, but it's like, oh, yeah. How dare, you know, a guy that actually plays the sport. To me, the equivalent to this, if you really want to break it down, it's like if I tell every single receiver, if I tell Odell Beckham Jr., you cannot wear receiving gloves. And you damn sure, I'm going to put a limit on the tackiness that is associated with your receiving gloves. Okay, now this is too much. This is just right. We're going straight old school Newmans, which had nothing, and people shouldn't even have worn them. So, fine. This is stupid. To me, I think the guys that I want to talk to me, it's just common sense. They're just using common sense. But like I was asking Alex, like they're overreacting as always. And lots of attention, guys taking advantage of it. And that's the biggest issue. Some dude, a bunch of guys ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
A bunch of guys said, you know what? That's not enough. I'm a little, if this is good, how about this? Yeah, well, nobody's saying anything.
But there's a difference between the rosin and the sunscreen, as Lou's been talking about, versus the Spider-Tech.
Spider-Tech. That's my point.
Changed everything.
That's my point. So right. Somebody decided.
Eliminate Spider-Tech.
That's not good enough. Listen, if they're letting this go, I'm going to put all these things in the same bucket. We live in a gray area, right? We're Major League Baseball, unwritten rules. I'm going to put them all in the bucket. What's to say? Who's going to tell me that Spider-Tech is different than rosin and sunscreen or Bullfrag or whatever or melted Diet Coke or Dr. Pepper? So they screwed it up for everybody. Now, the guys that were just using the stuff that was necessary to do their job are the ones that are pissed about it.
Yeah, but I don't hear hitters bitching about pitchers using rosin and using the sunscreen. Matter of fact, I think they like the fact that they're getting a good grip on the ball so they don't hit him in the head.
That's all I've heard this guy say.
I would say this. If you're a hitter, if I'm a hitter in this league right now, and you look at some of these studies, and you sit there and you look at, you know, you guys sent the video. We sent the video out. One guy throwing with, what, four different substances, right? It was rosin, pine tar, something else, and Spider-Tech. And you see the huge jumps, you know, and they've seen huge jumps in the other stuff, and not so much with rosin. So if I'm a hitter and I'm being told that, listen, that spin rates don't jump with rosin and sunscreen, I would say, fine, just go to your wrist. You know, you're going to put sunscreen in your arm, you're going to put rosin on your glove arm, you're going to go to your wrist, which a lot of pitchers do, and fine, you want to get the grip there. Good. Let's keep your fingers out of your glove, keep your fingers out of your hat, keep your fingers off your belt, you know, these sort of things. But as far as go to your wrist, fine. You know, because if it's a thick brown substance on your wrist, we'll have a discussion. But if it's rosin, if it's a yellowish sort of tint to it, then I think we're good. And I think hitters will be fine with that.
Yeah,
but, you know, even this year, they're talking about this, all this. There's more hits batsmen this year, right? Than there has been on pace. Yes. So they're saying, oh, no, you know, the control, they're going to lose control. Guys are going to get hit. Guys are getting hit right now at a higher rate than they've ever seen.
Yeah.
So it's obviously, it isn't helping their control all that much.
No, and I think it was a simple solution for Major League Baseball, and they, as they always do, they overreact. They're overreacting in the middle of the season, and by doing that, you're going to see maybe a dramatic difference 3 weeks from now. We're going to be sitting here 3 weeks from now saying, oh, my God, boy,
I'll tell you what,
are starting to hit now, huh?
If you start getting, like, Glasnow is down, you get another pitcher or two, like just like a stud, you know, injuries, these sort of things, and they get shut down this year, they're going to have a big problem on their hands. It's setting up for such a wonderful CBA negotiation this winter. I mean, both sides are really pleased. Yeah. It's really going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's going to get ugly. Well, you're seeing it in the NBA with all of the injuries, and Kristen and I were just talking during the break. You know, LeBron's bitching right now, blaming it on the league.
He's playing the I-told-you-so game.
Right. Well, of course, he knows better than you do.
Of course he does.
Except when it comes to China. You don't want to talk about China.
I told you guys this would happen.
I'm talking about
China.
We
need a break.
But I'm amazed that Major League Baseball in the middle of the season is going to do this. And again, Lou, I'll go back to, I don't hear it from the crowd. I mean, we're not hearing people calling us up saying Major League Baseball has got to do something about it. I heard far more noise with the steroid issue. There were people that were genuinely pissed. And you know
what, Glenn? The general public knows what steroids is. You stick a needle in your body and your muscles get big. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think the general public, like, what is spin rate? So I have people come up to me like, what is going on with baseball? What is spin rate? Like, what does that mean? You know what I mean? So people just don't know what spin rate does to a baseball, how it helps. I think most people just realize what steroids did for people. So it was sort of like there's a better understanding of it. I just think people aren't calling. They were just made aware of it 2 weeks ago.
Listen, I think it's a good point. I think a lot of times you go to the ballpark and you hear people talking about the game, and a guy's throwing a slider, and he's clearly throwing it outside the strike zone, and, you know, the fan's pissed that he didn't throw the ball in the strike zone even though intended to. I think, and you were talking about it in the last segment, about the Ivy Leaguers who are taking the game to a different level. And I don't think they're on the same level with the fan base of Major League Baseball that's out there, that's going to the ballpark, that are watching these games. I think they're on a totally different level. And I think that's why there's mass confusion out there. It's not the baseball that people recognize.
But I also feel like there is this understanding that this is part of baseball. Like, everybody's seen Major League or any 80s, baseball movie where the guys are like, throwing pitches. They got Vaseline over here and this over there. Like, they understand that that's been going on forever.
Oh, there were spitballs in the 60s.
It's not like it's everything else to me was, and obviously like technology brought in, you know, the Apple Watch and everything else and cameras in the outfield.
Technology.
And, you know, and it feels like, you really? Know, but otherwise, remember otherwise, this is not, I think it's not a pandemic, okay? We don't need to shut down the country. We don't need to shut down baseball. You got a couple guys that are dopes, a couple guys that are screwing it up for everybody, and those are the guys that need to get called out personally. You won't have one person, I don't think you'll have one guy get caught. Once it starts, what, on Monday? It's going to start
it's
on
just,
Monday?
It's just, like I said, they created this thing, the open Pandora's box. Because, you know, you're an athlete in the minor leagues. The question is always the same. How do I get better? How do I improve? How do I hit the fastball in better? How do I get better arm strength? How do I last through a season? Launch angle comes up. Okay, how do I improve my launch angle? Well, this is what we're going to do. Fine. Here comes pitching. Spin rate. How do I improve my spin rate? Well, there's really only one way. And I'll kind of show you. You know what I mean? So it's just, you put this, the technology and analytics in an environment where everyone's looking to try to get better all the time. And it's just, this is what you breed. This is what it becomes. People constantly looking for edges, left and right, to get better. They did it to themselves.
And
the players cheated. It's on them. I'm not taking the blame off them, but the game did it.
So this guy, Ryan Spader, he's an MLB author and contributed to MLB Network. For some reason, he decided that he has had enough. I am coming out with everything. I am going to sleep on it. And then today, he started revealing there's all sorts of cheating going on throughout Major League Baseball that you will not believe. We'll give you some of it coming up next. This hour of OMF brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. Locations are in Dedham next door to Legacy Place. They're in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.